1933, the world economy was in a terrible shape.
There was this great sense of desperation.
About a quarter of Americans were out of work at that time.
Democracy was on the line.
Somebody said to Roosevelt that if the New Deal didn't work, he would be a one-term president. He famously said, "If it doesn't work, I would be the last president."
Welcome to American Compassion, a podcast that explores the past, present, and future of the American safety net. I'm Rebecca McEnroy.
And I'm Michael Zapruder. What is the safety net? What inspired its development? And who continued its legacy and why?
There were a group of people that started to have a sense that they could change America for the better by getting into positions of government responsibility, staying there, and building on their achievements.
They wanted a stable, healthy, American society.
Francis Perkins was a witness to the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire.
LBJ's consciousness was raised by when he taught school in the hill country of Texas to Mexican-American kids, and they were very poor, and he didn't forget about them later on.
We'll look into the policy discussions, compromises, and
little twists of fate that changed everything.
It's the first time that you ever had a government stepping in to use fiscal policy to mitigate the impact of an economic calamity like the Great Depression.
Social Security began in 1940, and it's become the most popular social program in American history.
And we'll talk about why examining the history of the safety net is so important as we confront and emerge from a global pandemic
that has exposed a vast array of tears in a profoundly neglected safety net.
It is interesting to watch people want to inherit the legacy of FDR in a more conscious way.
If this mission is successful, then we're going to have a wealth of data to better inform and make better public policy.
Download and subscribe to American Compassion wherever you get podcasts.
So what is the resistance? It's just the status quo.